definitely.
It's more the way.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, like, thank you, Chris, for being here again for this second episode of the Nerdvana, which I don't know again what number of episodes of the podcast will be, because I am pre-recording this and I don't know yet what episode will be. What
are we going to reveal the big secret?
What's the big secret?
We recorded this directly after the Star Wars conversation.
I'm recording, so probably yes. What do you think?
Sure.
You think it's a bad idea?
No. I think that if we didn't, people would wonder if we wear the same clothes every day.
We might be. I don't know if it's better to be considered dirty or like to lie to them that we recorded this in another day. You know.
But then they've seen I have traveled from my spaceship to the Central Perk Coffee House.
Nice.
Recording.
You really have time traveling, or not time travel? You have teleport. You're a teleporter.
We just got a teleporter in the back.
So you are a mutant, like you can teleport.
More just from the future where I have a teleporter.
Yeah.
No mutant DNA on.
No mutant DNA. Okay, but. No. Maybe it's been injected like to Deadpool, you know, like Deadpool. Who knows?
That would be the way to do it.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, this is episode 2 of the Nerdvana. The topic of today is TV shows. And I think this will be episode 14 of the Corner L'Angolo di Gabe, because I have been scheduling in these few minutes on my head that this will be episode 14 of my podcast, episode 2 of the Nerdvana, this short special about nerd culture. And today the topic is TV shows.
Now, your podcast is called The Corner.
Yeah.
How come you don't record it in the corner?
Because
there's two corners of the room.
You're right. Because you
should
call
it The Corners.
The Corners. So I don't know. Like the title, though, contains two words, corner, because it contains the corner. And then L'Angolo di Gabe, which in Italian means the corner of Gabe. So,
there's
two words of corner, one in English and one in Italian.
Yeah, you should get a decal on one side that says the corner, and get a decal on the other side that says L'Angolo di Gabe.
Yeah.
On each side behind you, one on each.
Yeah, you're right. Writing. You know, I'm gonna have soon a studio, because I'm moving to the house that I just purchased. Still another few months.
Congrats.
Thank you, sir. But this is where I rent, and I don't have much flexibility to you know, like, I don't want to ruin it because it's not mine. So, I mean, like, although I pay rent, but I like that it's very simple and it's been welcoming for a long time. So, you know, like, I don't want to disrespect who owns this place. You know, I wouldn't like if somebody disrespected my property, you know, like.
True.
But soon I will have a studio, so probably better audio, better lighting, you know, like.
But I mean, if the Beatles were recording in a house, right? You know, and someone plopped like, I love you, yeah, 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 on the wall.
Yeah.
Or I want to hold your hand on. Yeah. I'm sure that that would be worth some money someday. So.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm not the Beatles, you know, like, I don't
maybe
think.
Maybe you're the Beatles of podcasters.
No, that's probably Joe Rogan. You know, we were mentioning him a few minutes ago.
I've said Joe Rogan's like the Oprah of podcasting. You know,
I don't know. I don't think he has I think he's a bit more direct than Oprah. I mean, like, I haven't watched Oprah in forever, but I don't know. She gets too much around the topic without getting to the point. I think Joe Rogan is a bit more direct, to be honest, you know?
I just say that because Oprah had all the hot guests for a time, right?
Yeah.
Like, hers was the show to be on if you were a hot guest. Now, hot guests of the world, you know, whatever topic they are, you know, like, they're, if you can get on Joe Rogan's podcast, I mean, you got like millions of people listening to your story for, you know, an uncensored, unguided amount of time.
You know, I might ask Joe if he wants to come a guest in one of my episodes. Who knows? Maybe he says yes. I think he's too busy, but whatever.
True,
anyway.
True.
We are going off topic here. Let's go back to TV shows. So again, the format, the five questions, four of them are discussion questions. And the fifth one is divided in three questions with single answer, yes or no, or anyway, single answer.
Okay.
So let's start with topic number one. So what's your favorite genre of TV shows, or if you have multiple?
Yeah. So a lot of my stuff is, I don't like to pinpoint favorites, you know, favorite color. Yeah. Why would I have a favorite color when color combinations work better together? And that's the same with TV and genres, you know, like mm-hmm. different moods, different activities call for different genres. But I will say some of my favorite, I love a good cartoon. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when it comes to animation, I like a good, solid, funny cartoon. Mm-hmm. I like horror. Mm-hmm. I'm always just a big fan of horror in both TV and books and anything else that I consume. Mm-hmm. And comedy, like a good, solid comedy. You know, couple other things I can take it or leave, or like in small doses. You got your reality TV, your sci-fi, your high fantasy, like Game of Thrones.
Never watched an episode.
What?
Yeah, I'm not. I think it's a ripoff of The Lord of the Rings. So, you know, like, I'm sorry. No. Just not my thing.
Because it's fantasy. That's the only thing that really ties it together.
I tried to watch an episode. I got bored. I fell asleep. I said, no, that's not for me.
Well, fair enough, I suppose. That's your prerogative. But
yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a great TV show. Just not for me, you know. Like, I wouldn't criticize the TV show as I mean, I'm sure it's great, you know. Like,
there's not a whole lot in the fantasy genre I get into. And I think that the endings of Game of Thrones, like the last season, was not anything to write home about, but the show is spectacular for the first, for the majority of it overall. I just think that they could have wrapped up the package a little better. I would recommend that one to you. I think you should go back and try it again, but
I'm more into answering, you know, re-answering this question. I mean, like me answering the question, what's my favorite genre? I would say comedy. Comedy is pretty good. I do like horror and science fiction as well. And let's say comic book, like science fiction, comic book TV shows. Like lately I've been watching, it's been a few years, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which a lot of people hate, has been one of my favorites, all-time favorites for the genre lately. So, I mean, like...
I tried Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and I couldn't get into it like, myself, so...
See, I mean, like, that's different for every person. I couldn't get into Game of Thrones, and I could get into the first season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is not the best, but then you get into half of the first season, into the second season is great, and the climax came on fourth season, which I'm not gonna spoil the fourth season, but the main character of that season is Ghost Rider, and Ghost Rider is one of my favorite anti-hero. So I mean, like that fourth season was great. But going back to genre, you know, like comedy is definitely one of my all-time favorite. And drama, depending what, like when I was a teenager, I binge watched teen drama a lot. When I was, you know, like now, I'm thinking about now. Yeah, a few years ago, I'm 32. That was more than 15 years, or was around 15 years ago. So I mean, like crazy, eh? You know.
Yeah, I'm definitely. So I would say comedy and horror are two.
Or horror comedy as well, you know, like comedy. Yeah. So I mean, in horror, would I say like demonic or zombie? Like, this is a single question.
We're talking for horror.
Horror, yeah.
Demonic or zombie? I'd go more demonic than zombie.
Zombie for me.
Yeah, because I don't like The Walking Dead, you know?
I liked it up to season 3 or season 4, then I disliked it as well, to be honest.
That show became a big-time drama.
Boring.
Yeah, apart from the first season, I didn't like any of it. I did like the first season. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought where it ends, they could have honestly just gotten away with one. They went on. Sure, it's got its fans. It's got its spinoffs. It's just overall not one for me. Zombies, you know, and people who listen to your podcast who have seen me on it before will know I'm more of a video game guy. I think zombies are done better in some games.
Or movies.
Like The Last of Us. Movies like 28 Days Later, 28 Weeks Later.
28 weeks later, 28 days later, yes, definitely. You know, one of my favorite, all-time favorite for horror. But we'll talk about that in the episode about cinema, okay?
Okay, all right.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, like, going back to TV show, do you have one favorite, an all-time favorite TV show?
So I'm probably going to get this wrong because trying to recall my own favorite TV show, you know, they come and go. I'll get really into a show and I'll think that show was fantastic. And it's one of my most recommended shows on the air. So I'm going to say Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
Is one that I can just consume, like, episodes of it. I like to, you know, put Bob's Burgers on when I'm eating dinner, you know, just a good feel good show to have on in the background. I really like the comedy in it. The way it's kind of like good for the whole family as well. You know, Family Guy has some F words in it and stuff that kids shouldn't see. So it's hard to watch like Family Guy around my kids. I can definitely watch Bob's Burgers around them. And I think it's a good, like, sophisticated level of humor. In fact, I think it rivals like those old episodes of The Simpsons that were so good.
Yes.
And because The Simpsons is a long time favorite of mine as well.
Like, yeah, it got boring with the last few seasons though. Like, it's definitely different from the same.
More than just the last few, I'd say now you're looking at the majority of The Simpsons has been bad, and only a few seasons were good. Like between season 3 and 10, let's say.
I think up to season 11 and 8. I think it'd be really between season 1 and season 11 is where it's worth to be watching The Simpsons, and then after season 11 it loses so much.
Oh, 1 and 2 were not that good, you know.
I liked it, to be honest.
I don't think Homer's voice was Dan Castellaneta.
Oh, and, well, I watched in Italian, so I'm not, I you know, being from Italy, I watched them in Italian. Their voice was always the same when it was, also because they came 3 or 4 years after they were streamed or they were heard in the States. So, you know, the voice has always been the same for me. And now I haven't watched them in English in a few years. So, you know, like, I'm not too sure. I remember liking those two seasons in Italian, to be honest.
Fair enough. But either way, so like Bob's Burgers, I think, has now surpassed The Simpsons to me in the amount of good seasons it's had, and it's still going. So,
My favorite TV show, it's hard to believe, but I cannot really give you, I can give you a favorite, but it's a right now favorite. And it's not, I'm not even sure because it's between two shows, but like, let's say at 16, 17 years old, I had like the OC, just because I saw myself as the rebellious kid, like Ryan Atwood is in. And I still watch sometimes the OC because the first three seasons are great. Like, you know, the outsider, the outcast kid in the middle of rich, boring or rich, asshole kid, sorry for the bad word, but like, you know, that kind of outsider, underdog.
YouTube, I mean, like, is gonna take you down.
Whatever, you know, like I like that show, and I still sometimes I don't dislike it. I probably still one of my top 10, but if I then, you know, like in my 20s, I had that 70s shows that was really good, you know, like or because I recognize a lot in the nerd. Culture like the Big Bang Theory, although like now that if I watch it, like I feel that the forced laughter they put after every single joke, it's kind of bothering me. Same with How I Met Your Mother, or mentioning science fiction, American Horror Story was good, or as I mentioned before, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or the Netflix Marvel shows, the few of them were good. But if I have to mention now two favorites, I would tell you The Office or Parks and Recreation. The amount of sarcasm, really? Even dark humors that you find in that two shows is so good. Or Brooklyn Nine-Nine as well, which is from the same creators anyway.
So a few of those shows I have not, like I've never watched an episode of The OC. I don't really like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So a couple of them that I didn't get into. Parks and Rec I thought was okay. The Office is phenomenal.
Yeah, but Parks and Rec, you gotta
go. One of the funniest shows ever made.
Yes, true. But Parks and Rec, you can get the same kind of humor if you go between season 3 and season 5. Like season 3 and season 5 of Parks and Recreation are just phenomenal, like a laugh, all the kind of libertarian jokes that Ron Swanson does, like, oh my God, or like when he roasts vegans or bureaucrats, you know, God, like, it's so funny.
Yeah, I like the show. I do like it. I believe I've seen those seasons, but it's been a while because it's not really on any streaming services.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Okay, yeah. So I'll go back and maybe watch a bit on Prime.
But yeah, The Office probably. And The Office, until a few years ago, I couldn't get into that because the first two episodes of the first season were so boring, in my opinion. But then you get past those and, oh my God, it gets so funny. Like, the love-hate relationship between Dwight and... oh my God, now I'm having a brain fart, you know, between Dwight and...
Angela.
Angela or Jim, you know, love-hate relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as friendship, you know, like, those are frenemies, yeah. You know. Jim and Dwight are like friends goal, to be honest, at the end of the day, you know, at the end of the series, you know, like, same Michael Scott, Pam, what I mean. But also the secondary characters, so good of a show, to be honest.
We could probably do an entire episode on The Office if we really wanted to. There's so much to say. I know. You know what? I was thinking of what it is that kind of turned off Parks and Rec for me. And I think it's I don't like the main character, Leslie Knope, played by Amy Poehler. I think she's a fine actress, but I don't like that character. I find her interactions boring.
But she's Michael Scott.
Boring.
She's Michael Scott, dude.
But she's not stupid. Like, she's not dumb like Michael Scott is, you know, like,
but Michael she kind of is that kind of nerdy bureaucrat into politics, that even though I'm into politics a lot myself, it really makes her like that kind of nerdiness, if it does exist as a word, like in politics, she makes her so funny, but at the same time so unattractive to me, that or so bothering, annoying to me, you know, like that makes it funny, you know, like.
Michael Scott, see, he was in the beginning, at least, he changed over time.
Yeah.
He became stupider over time, as characters tend to do in shows, you know. I think it's, you got a bunch of suits in the network exec office. You got to make him dumb. You got to make him dumb. Like, he started off, he was still a bit of a bozo, but not as bad.
It was more of an asshole than a bozo. You know,
he had a blatant disregard for anybody's feelings.
Yeah,
and just do these things like when he was like
kind of racist jokes and stuff.
You're
like that.
Fired for stealing. You know, I forget what exactly, but you know, like
he the was first really episode. Just
more oblivious.
I think actually becomes better. Like, he doesn't become dumber. Like, he's dumbed. Like, in the first season, which is only six episodes, he's more like a dumb asshole. In the other seasons, he becomes of a dumb, but a soft, you know, like, if you remember that scene where Pam is so depressed at the art show, at the art gallery, because nobody went to see her paintings, and Michael Scott gets there and gets emotional because he sees the painting of The Office, and he said, I gotta buy this, you know. And she said, what? He said, this is for The Office. It represents greatly the our office. And Pam asks him, you know, like, he's dumb, but like, he's a good guy. But at the end of the day, like, and that painting is also in the last episode of The Office. Pam takes it off the wall of the office and brings it with her, you know, like, that's I mean, that's the symbol of Michael Scott. Even when he left the show, is like, you know, Steve Carell has always been there, you know, like, I don't know, Michael Scott is a boss that I would like to have, to be honest. Like, I would have so much fun with a boss like Michael Scott. I mean, like,
well, because he cares about everybody, so that's the thing. Like, he truly cares about all the workers in the office, other than Toby.
Oh, yeah.
Human resources.
Come on, who likes Toby? I mean, like, company. How can you like Toby? I mean, like, I really hate Toby myself.
Well, Michael hates him because he's the human resources guy, right? And Michael's getting in trouble with human resources. So they have that relationship. Dude, sometimes I'm a manager of a food and beverage outfit in the wintertime, and I get that general feeling where I care very much about the people who work for me.
I know. And, you've been my boss, man.
And I just want them to enjoy their coming to work and have, like, you know, I have to maintain a level of, you know, professionalism, be strict in certain regards and everything. But genuinely, every time I've had a new crew of people, I've cared about them a lot, and I just want to make their job a fun place to be. Mm-hmm. I like to joke around with them. I like to have fun. And that's kind of what I see in Michael Scott, which is a part of like myself and everyone else who's a good boss. And I think he is a really good boss. He turns into that. Like, I don't want to make this a The Office podcast, right?
Because what it's becoming. True. Well, let's finish your thing, and then, you know, like, we can move on to other questions. But go ahead, finish your.
In the first season, he's really emulating like the groundwork that Ricky Gervais lays out in the UK version of The Office. And then they kind of take their own freedoms and write their own storylines and go off and make their characters unique to themselves. And I think they're better characters in the UK version because they're more fleshed out over time.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not able to get UK humor sometimes, so I didn't really like the UK Office, but I don't think it's badly done. I just think that I don't get it, because the UK humor is just more difficult for if you're not from the UK, you know.
Like, it was definitely a good show, but like the American Office turned it into something else. I think they turned it into a better show. And of course they had lots of moments in there where it was just, oh, my apologies.
Yeah, don't worry. It's late at night.
Hammed up, a bit cheesed up, you know. Yeah. Focused too much on Jim and Pam. People wanted the spin-off with Jim and Pam.
Yeah, you know? Jim and Pam is cliche, yeah. Jim and Pam is cliche, yeah.
It got too tiring to hear about. So, I don't know. I don't know what the point I was trying to make. The Office is a fantastic show. Yeah. It definitely deserves to be on your list of favorites.
Yeah, and talking about The Office, like, the next topic, it would be cult TV. Like, you know, we're talking about The Office, we're talking about a cult TV show. What would be, according to you, other cult TV shows, you know, like cult, you know, like for you or in general, you know, like.
A cult TV show. Like, so something that's maybe lesser known. I don't know. Like, there's some good shows that come to mind, but are they a cult TV show? Are You Afraid of the Dark?
No, I'm not.
The show is...
Sorry.
My favorite show growing up is just so cheeseball. It's a horror anthology series kind of aimed at kids. But some of those stories are a little dark and a little scary for kids. But I guess that's kind of cult because only people who grew up in my kind of generation would get it at this point. And I really liked the Watchmen series on HBO. So maybe that's considered cult because not everybody has HBO and is able to watch it.
I don't know. I mean, like, for cult, I would think myself of stuff, the vintage stuff, or anyway, vintage, less or more vintage, that became famous over time. Like, I would think about Seinfeld or Friends or Always Sunny in Philadelphia, you know, like, just they became cult shows, you know, like.
I don't know. Seinfeld and is massively popular, one of the most popular shows to ever have aired. So when I think of like a cult thing, I just think is something that has like its own smaller subsect,
or kind of more like fans, kind of like a niche show, something like that.
I'm not the guy making the
Master of None
was great, but you did mention one in there that I love. Always Sunny in Philadelphia, man. Love that show. That's one of my favorites. I just like how every character, like, it seems. Sometimes you see a show and you get what's going on. Like when you watch Ozark, you're like, okay, this guy's the only person making smart decisions. Everyone else is constantly making a dumb decision and thinking they're smarter than the main guy. Well, in my opinion, when I watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia, it's like every character in that show thinks they're smarter than everyone else. And it's like rolling with their individual plan.
And, you know, I've been lucky to interview a few episodes ago Allison and Dylan Snyder. They're two actors. They used to act in Disney Channel shows, and now they have their own horror and comedy production company, watch the footage. Yeah. And Allison, she actually acts in a show that has potential, in my opinion, to become a cult. It's called AP Bio. It's from Seth Meyers. And it stars, you know, like actors like Patton Oswalt. And the main teacher, the main guy, is a guy, is an actor that used to be in Always Sunny. I forgot his name like now, but on my...
What's the show called again?
AP Bio.
Peacock. AP Bio?
AP Bio, yeah.
Okay, I'll check it
it's
out.
It's a really good show. So far, has been come 2 complete seasons and the third is going on now.
Is there any... Where can I watch that?
I had to buy it on Apple TV because like... Or Google because like it's... Global used to give it, but I haven't seen it on Global right now, even if...
That's too bad, man. I've got like Netflix. I've got Prime and I've got Crave. And that's for the Canadian listeners. You know, I don't know... I think Crave is more close to Hulu in the States.
I think AP Bio would eventually go probably like CTV, but you got to have cable. So I guess.
Yeah, definitely not going to get cable anytime soon.
But eventually we'll go, you know, like eventually we'll go also on streaming services, you know, like it's just a matter of becoming more popular, but it really has the potential. It's really funny, really sarcastic, you know, like, and Seth Meyers is a warranty of that, you know. Like.
Yeah. It's just unfortunate that that's not on a streaming platform. Yeah. Sounds like a really great show, and I bet you it is. Yeah. I just think that's the best option for anyone into TV right now is getting on a streaming platform.
Yeah. Also, you know, like this is another one that I get, like I don't want to brag that I interviewed those guys, but they produce themselves a little TV show, it's actually a web series on YouTube, which is free. It's called Astrid Clover. It's them doing, you know, like stupid things about like posting videos on YouTube. Like the main character is a little bit of a crazy. It's called Astrid Clover. It's really funny. And I would say it's cult because, you know, like according to what you define cult, which I think you're right. Like, you know, a little bit more of a niche show. Like this Astrid Clover is really, really that way. And it's funny. And it's kind of very, very grotesque and sarcastic, you know?
I would say like for that definition of cult, the one you mentioned, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, I went off on a little tangent about it there. I'd say that fits perfectly into there because not too many people watch it. And that's unfortunately not on any streaming service, you know?
Are you sure? I thought it was on Prime.
Not in Canada, no.
Okay.
It used to be on one of them. I often bring up that episode where Mac and Dennis move to the suburbs and, you know, they start to go a little crazy. Mm-hmm. And they every night they're eating Mac's famous mac and cheese and they end up opening a cupboard, or Dennis does, and it's just full of macaroni and cheese boxes. Like it's he's just been making Kraft dinner every day.
I haven't watched that show in a while, but it's really definitely a good show.
Yeah.
Another show that lately I've been having fun watching, it's not for everybody, but to me reminds me a little bit my family back home. It's The Goldbergs. Of course, it doesn't speak about like an Italian family. It talks about like a classic American Jewish family. But I think it's really funny. At least the first few seasons were really hilarious. And, you know, like it's the same production company of the produce Adam Sandler, Happy Madison. And it's a story about like Adam Goldberg, who is actually the producer and the creator of the TV show. Like he speaks about his youth. And he was like, he always wanted to be a director and, you know, like he always goes around with his big cameras in the 80s, so, you know, like it's really funny and it's well done. And the cast of actors is really, really good, to be honest.
Yeah, we did just speak about favorite shows and I just would feel like we missed something if I didn't give a shout out to Breaking Bad.
Oh, well, like, that's a good show. Very good show. Yeah.
Yeah. One of the best ever made.
Never watched an episode of that too, but I heard it's good.
What?
I know. Big reaction from Chris now. I think he wanted to leave eventually.
What?
Yeah, I nearly need to get into a show like lately.
Oh,
but lately I'm into comedies, dude. Like if I have to watch something of that genre, I go on a movie. I don't go on a show, you know. Like
it's not one note though. There's some humor in it. It's just true. More subtle. Start that show tonight, man.
What about tonight? Dexter? I think Dexter was a good show as well.
Dexter was really great. It had a good, I think the first three seasons were really good, and then it started to go off the rails for me. It became a show that I really thought was just average after that. Yeah. But Michael C. Hall is a great actor, and he portrayed the role perfectly. When they did the third season, I believe, is the one with the Trinity Killer. It had John Lithgow. It could have been the fourth, but I think it was the third. That was the best season. And that was the most haunting one in the end. And after that is when that one ended, was when I just kind of lost a lot of interest. Although I did finish up Dexter, I watched till the end.
Okay.
I just think a lot of shows mess up the landing, you know? Like,
possibly, yeah.
Breaking Bad, I think, did a really great job in doing its whole run. Like perfectly.
I will eventually get into that, you know, like I don't deny. I was rewatching lately, and I've never finished Sons of Anarchy. That was a very good show too, but I never been able to finish because there are a bunch of episodes that in my opinion are just too cheesy. And you know, like, but that was definitely a good show, you know.
Yeah, I didn't like that season where they stole the guy's baby. I found that really stressful to watch.
I forgot even about that.
I think it was season three, maybe. Okay. They stole the dude's baby. Sons of Anarchy, it was okay, but there's a lot of stuff in there that I just think it goes on too long, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, definitely, but there would be so many TV shows to talk about. Like, what do you think about the Netflix Marvel? Like, you know, like Power Man, or like Luke Cage, Daredevil. Jessica Jones.
With Daredevil. The Jessica Jones was next. Then they did, I think, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and Punisher, right?
Yeah.
So Daredevil was okay. I've never been that big of a fan of Daredevil, but I thought I watched all the episodes of that, and I thought it was pretty good. I really liked that first season of Jessica Jones. Mm-hmm. I really liked the first and maybe only season of Luke Cage. I don't know if there are two seasons or not.
There are two, yeah.
So I heard the second one wasn't good.
I liked it. It gets a little bit too cheesy as well, you know, like.
I really liked the first season a lot. But it was kind of like Jessica Jones. Like, I really liked the first season, but I thought the second season was just okay.
And the third, it wasn't that great either, to be honest.
The first season for Jessica Jones had like a crazy menacing bad guy.
Yeah.
Played, is this David Tennant? Is his name?
Yeah, I think so. British actor, yeah.
But he was a really menacing bad guy. You know, he would do some despicable things to people, and he hurt like some kids in it. And that's just, to me, that's like, it's so gross and despicable. Yeah. And so I really wanted to see that guy just get what was coming to him. And that was part of what made that show so good to me, was just having just that compelling bad guy who you actually grow to hate as you're watching the show, you know?
Like, I agree. In my opinion, though, like, I mean, that's just me, my opinion. Like, to me, a lot of people hate the Iron Fist. He's one of my favorite vigilantes, and I really liked the Iron Fist. I think it was a good show. A lot of people hated it, but I think it was good. I mean, like, at least the season one was good to me. I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was fine. I watched all of Iron Fist, I think. It was overall fine. Like, I didn't have much problem with it. I get some of it's like, are you making up this martial arts style, or are you making this up? But overall, I liked it. I thought it was good.
I like it because he's an underdog. I mean, like, in a lot of times of the TV show, like, he gets beaten up like badly, you know, like, I kind of like when there is an underdog like that, you know, like that. He's not always the one solving the situation, but he has his girlfriend, you know, like, I forgot her name, but like, she really saves the day a few times, you know, like,
yeah. We're talking superhero shows. You know, I did mention Watchmen.
Yeah.
And it's not really that superhero-y, but the Watchmen show on HBO, you know, give it like 4 episodes or so, and I think you'll really enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't have Crave right now, but I will put it back, yeah.
I've heard very good things about The Boys on Prime.
I tried, but I couldn't get into it. Like, the first episode, and then, no, I don't like to see that kind of, like, superheroes turning in bad guys. Although it's interesting, I mean, this time I tried, I couldn't do it. Maybe another time I will be able to do it.
I think I'll really like that show. But the first time I gave it a chance, I wasn't paying attention. I was doing other things. And so I don't think I got like a good preview of it. I think
same for me. I was on my phone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
the biggest distraction.
Yeah. Yeah. Going towards the end, like we were talking about, like, you know, Netflix, HBO, you know, like shows, this kind of. What would you put, like, Netflix versus HBO versus Disney Plus versus Prime versus Crave? I mean, Crave, I would put in HBO.
Crave,
like,
is HBO, yeah.
What would you put the best of this? Because, I mean, we were talking Star Wars previously, and The Mandalorian is a great TV show, you know. Like, I'm not going to talk about Star Wars anymore, but, you know, like, The Mandalorian is a great TV show. Same with the last few seasons of The Clone Wars, you know.
Well, it's going to feel like we haven't talked about Star Wars for an hour or however long we just did, right? Because we're on the next episode now.
Yeah, exactly.
But Netflix, number one. Okay. Netflix just overall has the biggest library, has the most content, has the most stuff for everybody in the family. And so if you're only going to have one, it's got to be Netflix. Mm-hmm. And then if you're going to couple that with another thing, you know, I don't think there's much debate, because Amazon Prime is easy to have. Like, if you use
cheap as well. Yeah.
Yeah. If you use like the delivery service, it's pretty valuable.
Yeah.
And so you'll get that anyways, but Crave is a better service. / HBO. Crave has more more content on there worth watching. So Netflix, Crave, Prime, Funimation Now, Disney Plus.
Oh, Funimation. What do you watch on Funimation? What do you watch on Funimation?
I watched My Hero Academia.
Okay. Never watched one episode of that either, to be honest.
Can't remember if One Punch Man was on there.
No, that's on Crunchyroll, I would say.
Well, a lot of them are on both. Just Funimation has more of like the dubs than the subs, and I'm more of a dub guy myself.
Okay.
Unpopular opinion. But
I've been watching again Digimon. I had a bunch of nostalgia, so I love Digimon since I was a kid. Like, I've always been more like a Digimon than a Pokemon fan, although I like more Pokemon video games, but anime and movies, Digimon all the way. Like, but as deep, you know, like as deep feelings, you know, like Digimon is so much better in the as a TV show.
I don't think we should take too deep of a dive into anime, because it definitely is a different topic on its own.
Yeah.
Like, shout outs to the ones I mentioned for myself and to ones you mentioned as well. I just want to say that time I got reincarnated as a slime was really good, and that was one on Funimation that I should check if they have a second season up now.
Yeah.
Naruto, of course.
Oh, yeah. Dragon Ball Z.
And One Punch Man is like that anime that was kind of made to make fun of, or to, like, you know, mock the cliches. You know, an enemy will come up and be like explaining for like 5 minutes why he's so much more powerful than anyone else on the planet. And One Punch Man just takes him out with one punch.
Yeah,
one
punch. It's like the parody of the Shonen Jump model of anime, pretty much.
Yeah, so I think that's all we should cover on the topic.
Yeah.
And if you want Nirvana to be an ongoing thing,
you could definitely dive
into anime, maybe get some people on the podcast too who are more into it.
I agree.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, this is a time for the fifth question, which is divided in three questions, like with single answer, yes or no.
The speed round.
Yes, that's a good a good name. I'm gonna buy that from you. Okay, the speed round.
Okay.
And I ask you and you answer, you ask me and I answer. Okay. So first of all, we're talking about TV shows. So cinema or TV?
TV. I think, okay. Can I elaborate? Is there a rule that I have to stay the yes or no? I just wanted to make one point, and I think
It has to be quick, though, okay?
Come on now.
Come on, man.
I think every property would be better served being a TV show than a movie.
Okay. Okay.
2-hour movie versus an hour per episode, even if you want to do 5, you want to do 10, you want to do a couple seasons, you want to do one series, you want to make an ongoing thing. Any property would be better served as a TV show than a movie.
Okay. All right. So to me,
look at The Mandalorian versus Star Wars.
Yeah, we would have to agree to disagree. I'd rather go to the movies and watch a movie. That I would probably go 3-4 times a week if I could to not now with COVID, but you know, like
because you like the screen and the sound and the popcorn, or because you like the content you're seeing.
The content, but also the environment, like the idea of the movies, like going to watch something new, something unreleased. I mean, it just makes me feel better, to be honest. Just simple like that, you know.
All right.
So if we have to choose,
agree to disagree.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like we are still friends. You know.
Well,
although your reaction after I said I never watched Breaking Bad, or my reaction last episode when I said that, you know, like that you were not kind of a real fan because you know, like you like the new trilogy, or because you didn't read the book of Star Wars. But you know, those are reactions. We are still friends. You know, like
yeah, of course, man.
Okay, second of the speed round, second question of the speed round, Friends or The Office?
Even though I'm in Central Perk, it's still The Office.
Okay. Good. And when we were talking about cartoon TV shows, if you have to choose between The Simpsons, Family Guy, or South Park?
Family Guy.
Okay, same here. And I didn't reply to the one before about Friends and The Office, which would be for me The Office. I never liked Friends in my life, to be honest.
Probably Friends, I thought, is a good show. It's good comfort watch, but it's doesn't have the same comedy as The Office had.
Very stereotypical as well, you know. Like, but because it was a 90s comedy, you know, like you can find stereotype in Seinfeld as well, for example. Like the cheap Italian, George Costanza, also renamed George Canstandia, you know, like.
Yeah, I just don't like that Friends became like this guy dating that girl, that guy dating this girl. You know, it's all like it becomes a who's dating who.
Yeah.
And I can stand romance. I get romance. I just don't want it shoved down my throat as if it's the only aspect of life. Mm-hmm. I like that The Office has some of it in there and they do go a little heavy-handed on it, but I like that they can go towards the comedy and they've got more other plot lines that they focus on.
Yeah, but I think about The Office, we will have to do a single episode just related to The Office, you know, like...
We could. It'd be
yeah,
easy,
yeah, definitely, yeah. I might have some other people weighing in, you know, about The Office. Anyway, extra question before we close. Like, did you like The Big Bang Theory? Have you ever liked The Big Bang Theory, even one season, you know, like one episode? You can answer frankly, you know, I don't get offended about that. Like I used to love it, but then I kind of like, you know, got bored, but you know, like I wouldn't put it in my top three anymore. Yeah, I used to put it as my favorite, but not anymore.
So The Big Bang Theory, here's my thoughts on this show. Okay. A lot of nerd stereotypes.
Yeah.
They touch on a lot of subject matter, you know, that I do find interesting in nerd culture. Yeah. A lot of bright colors. It's a very pleasing show to watch on the eye because of the colors.
And because of Penny. Let's be clear, you know, like.
And then it became who's dating who eventually.
Yeah.
Cliche. Everybody's got their relationship.
Except Raj, except Rajesh, but poor guy, he cannot get his relationship.
And it is a bit hammed up. Yeah. I noticed really early on that laugh track would play after every line of dialogue.
Yeah.
So that's why I can't really watch that show now is because I notice that too much.
Like, yeah.
every single line of dialogue, like, oh, blah, 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 math.
Then, yeah.
It's just like, yeah. I don't know. That's a bad example with blah, 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 math. But you know what I get? Like,
no, I get
some sciencey thing and then the laugh track and then
snarky
comeback and the laugh track.
Yeah.
Just like,
I agree. I agree with you.
Track.
I agree with you.
Only one to laugh. Make the jokes funny and I'll laugh.
Yeah.
That's why The Office was.
Yeah, spot on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just can't believe you like The Office, but you don't like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you know, like, which is actually on the same line, on the same, you know, like kind of humor that you get. I mean, of course, in a different environment, but you know, like, same with The Good Place, which is also made by Greg Daniels, you know, like the same guys, you know, like.
I just thought The Office was a great show, and I didn't really like Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I gave it a chance, and I just didn't find it funny. And
I do like the first three seasons, from season four up to season seven. Season seven was a complete disappointment, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, that one's just not for me. The Good Place was fine. I thought the first season was good.
Oh my god, the first season is so so against politically correct. I find it hilarious, to be honest.
Yeah, the second season I don't really like what they did, but
the third was like the second. The third was on the same level of the second, and I haven't watched the fourth yet because it didn't come out. I mean, it came out in the States, but there's no streaming service that plays it right now, that streams it right now. So.
I gotta say, Cobra Kai on Netflix, like of recent shows, is just so campy and cheesy.
It's cheesy, yeah.
And in a good throwback way that it's worth a watch.
I watched an episode. It seems fine. I think I'll give it. I'll continue more than The Boys. Like I was able to give more attention to Cobra Kai than actually The Boys, you know?
Yeah, I think the motto of Cobra Kai should be everyone's an asshole sometimes.
Yeah. And oh, YouTube here. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no. Well, you've already opened gates.
I put it as explicit anyway, so not for kids.
Yeah.
Although eventually I will open to younger audience eventually. You know, when I'm able to speak English without swearing, which is, you know, for a new English speaker, it's always a little bit more difficult because swearing is the first thing you learn when you learn a new language, you know, like.
I would let my kids watch it, but I don't think they'd be interested. Yeah. they're too young.
I mean, it's not that we're
podcast saying podcast conversation.
Yeah, it's not that we're saying anything that bad anyway. We're not offending anybody, you know, like.
You know, I don't like to just divulge here on a quick, I don't really get too hung up on swear words. Like if something's really aggressive, I'll maybe be like, well, but if it's the odd swear word every now and then, you know, as long as you can talk to people and be like, look, this is the way some people talk in real life, but there is a time and place and you're fine.
Yeah. Anyway, we came to the end. This was episode two of the Nerdvana, which is, as I mentioned, is a mini series that I decided to open for my podcast. This was like in absolute the 14th episode of The Corner, L'Angolo di Gabe. This is Gabe, your host. If you like the episode, put a like or like it and subscribe. If you didn't like it, please leave a comment with constructive criticism, which I always appreciate. If you guys would like to hear more from Chris, go to visit his podcast, which is called The Same Informed Podcast, and it's about video gaming. It's very interesting and well done. It's on a hiatus right now. It's on pause, but maybe it will go back eventually. All right, Chris?
You will find no current episodes. It is on pause. I'm trying to figure out which direction I want to go with it. Yeah. Because it's just tough to have just another video game podcast out there.
True.
And I think mine got to a point where it wasn't bringing anything new to the table. And I wasn't finding myself motivated to prepare for it. So now it is on pause, but if you like this sound of my voice, you want to like plug me in to your headphones before bed or something, have me tell you a story about video games, you can
definitely
check the old episodes.
I advise my listeners to go and visit because it's really good and informative. if you like video gaming.
Thank you.
And I can announce that eventually we will do an episode about retro video games in your podcast, right? Like when you when you feel about it, right?
Yeah, that'll happen. That'll happen. Yeah. That's on the books. And because, I got a lot to say about retro games. So
yeah, same here, because it's the only games I play, pretty much. Yeah. So all right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Chris, for being here. Thank you guys for listening. This was the corner. This is the corner Langlo Gabe. Hit like and subscribe. Bye and have a good night.
Thanks for having me, Gabe. Good night,
guys. Thank you, Chris. Good night.